好，在今天讲到的时候，我希望大家就把我们的今天的周报的经文就放在我们前面。
So I want everyone to hold on to the scripture, right in front of you.
今天的经文非常的短，但是里面有一个主题呢，不断的被提出来。
The passage is really short, but there's one specific theme that it keeps on repeating itself.
就是长大。
That is to grow up.
我现在想请大家帮助我们弟兄姊妹一起来思考一下。在这个经文当中有哪几句话哪几个字或哪一节经文是强调要长大
So I want everyone to look at the passage and see which words or phrases that emphasizes on growing up.
好，我们哪几位就直接的分享一下，好不好？有拿第几节告诉我们
？You can just share aloud.
13节哦，13节，所以我们要怎么样？长大成人。
Is to grow become mature.
好，那还有没有呢
？Any other ones?
14怎么样呢？不再做小孩了啊！
No、
对，还有呢？还有没有呢？15哎，有人说15哪里是指出要长大呢
？In 15，
凡事长进，对。
Grow in every respect。
那16节呢
？Verse 16，
我们叫身体渐渐增长。
And it grows and builds itself up。
那12节有没有呢
？How about verse 12？
哦，建立基督的身体。
Equipped。Body of Christ.
所以就短短的几节当中，除了前面的第一节，它是为的跟下面有关系呢。其实每一节都在讲到一件事情，就是我们要长大。
Actually, besides verse 11, which is the introduction to the passage, every verse mentioned about growing up.
在这里当中，保罗告诉我们很重要的两件事情。
So here, Paul mentions about two very important things.
第一点就是教会呢，是耶稣基督的身体。
So the first thing is, church is the body of Christ.
第二个重点是，这一个身体必须要长大。
And the second most important thing is, this body of Christ has to grow.
实际上，保罗就借着短短的几节经文，一直告诉我们要长大，长大，长大，长大。
Paul uses this short passage to emphasize on growth, growth, growth.
如果大家在美国有一段时间的话，你可能有一个印象。
So if you've been in America for a while, you might have this memory.
美国有一个历史最悠久的玩具公司。
And there's a toy store in U.S. that has
叫做
long history. Anybody know?
Toys R Us.
Yeah, Toys R Us.
它有一个非常经典的广告词。
So it has a really slogan that they have.
就是我不要长大，因为我不长大就有玩具玩。
It says I don't want to grow up. I'm a toy. Yes, Toys R Us kid.
实际上，对许多现代的人来说
，Actually, to many people this day,
生活压力已经非常大了。
You're under a lot of pressure with
life. 人活着，只要能够跟几个志同道合、有同样兴趣的人、同样信仰的人能够在一起呢
？If you have people that are like-minded, who have the same faith, you can gather together.
然后呢，每个礼拜呢，大家见一次面，好像办 party 一样。
And every week you join together like a party.
就非常满足快乐了。
It's actually very fulfilling and very blessed.
在这其中，大家彼此关照一下。
And in the midst of it, you care for each other once in a while.
这不是很好吗
？Isn't that wonderful already?
这也不就够了吗
？Isn't that enough already?
为什么还要长呢
？Why do we need to grow?
真的，我也不想长大。
Actually, I don't want to grow up either.
而且我想我也不需要长大。
And I don't think I need to grow.
因为我们做大人的都知道长大很头痛。
Because we know there's a lot of headache with growing up.
有压力的。
There's a lot of stress.
不长大不是挺好的吗
？If you don't grow, isn't it wonderful?
许多人实际上对自己的生命也是这样的一个看法。
So a lot of people have the similar mindset for their life.
我们只要忙着。过日子就好了。
As long as you're busy living,
我只要去应付我今天每日的所需就好了。
I'm busy surviving with every daily activities.
至于成长这件事呢
？And in terms of growing up,
它就是一个很自然，反正自然会发生的事情。
It's a natural thing. It will just happen naturally.
我何必花闲工夫去专注去想这件事呢
？Why do I spend time to think about the process of growing up？
结果很可惜。
And because of that,
许多这样的人。
A lot of people.
他还没有成熟就已经老了。
Before they're mature, they're already grown old.
保罗说要长大成人。
So Paul mentioned about growing up.
那这是什么意思呢
？What does he mean by that?
我们如果认真去思想，也看看我们周遭的环境的话
，If you really ponder upon it and look around the environment,
也能体会保罗在这边讲的长大不是一个体积的变大。
So when Paul mentioned about growing up, he doesn't mean about growing in bulkiness.
不然我经常去 buffet, 我也长大了。
If I go to buffet often, I will grow up.
那年纪大也不是长大。
And also growing in age does not mean growing up either.
今天有许多大人有大人的身体。
There's a lot of adults who have adult physical body.
但是心智却像小孩。
But their mindset is like a child.
他生活无法自理。
They can't take care of their daily activities.
他也无法有独立思考。
And they don't have their own mindset, independent thought process.
那他的心智就像小孩子。
And so they are like children.
但是他又很会用手机。
However, they know how to use cell phone very well.
所以我们说他们是所谓科技先进的巨婴。
So they're considered giant babies, with advanced technologies.
但是保罗在这边所谓的长大，也不是所谓人情世故的老练。
So when Paul mentioned about growing up, he doesn't mean about being seasoned with the ways of life.
也不是所谓的属世的能够深思熟虑的这种技巧。
And also not about being thoughtful in the worldly ways.
而是代表一个内在属灵生命的一个成熟。
He's talking about being mature in the spiritual life.
以及对真理的一个认识。
And also the understanding of the truth.
然后保罗在这边短短几节经文告诉我们为什么我们一定要长大。
So Paul mentioned in this passage why we must grow.
实际上保罗说得很明白。
He actually put it very plainly.
他说人不长大就会被骗。
If you don't grow up, you will be lied to.
不但被骗。
Not only will you be lied to.
而且一次被骗然后还一段的不断的继续被骗。
Not only will you be lied to once, you'll be lied multiple times after.
我们都非常明白，当我们年纪长到一定的年纪的时候
，We all know once we become a certain age，
人家会主动的来诱惑你
，People will come to you to lure you，
因为你手上有资源
，Because you have the resources that they need，
你不去找骗子，骗子主动来找你
，You don't go towards the liars， but they'll come to you。
我记得我儿子小的时候，小时的时候的，人家有电话，绝对不会找我儿子的。
So when my sons were young, the people who would never reach out to them.
但是当我的儿子变成十八岁、二十一岁的时候
，However, when they grown to 18 years old or 21 years old,
我们开始接到许多的电话。
We start getting, they start getting phone calls, a lot of phone calls.
开始问他要不要申请 credit card,
and ask them if they want to start getting a credit card.
哦，还会打电话来说，你那个你某某的。儿子在家吗？他当然不会叫说你的儿子。他说某某 Mr. 某某某在家吗？
They won't ask for my son. They'll say, "Oh, Mr. So and So, is he home?"
他说你的电脑中毒了。
I'll say your computer has virus.
但是我们可以遥控帮你解决电脑上的问题。
But we can do it. We can do it over the phone and fix the computer for you.
你只要把你 credit card number 给我就好了。
All you have to do is give me your credit card number.
然后他就帮你解决一些无中生有的问题。
So they'll solve the problem that never existed.
我们好端端的待在家里。
We are just at home doing our own things.
周末的时候就有人来按电铃。
On the weekends, people come and ring the doorbell.
一开门，两个老外。
You open the door and it's two white people.
结果会讲中文。
However, they know how to speak Chinese.
原来是耶和华见证人。
They're Jehovah Witnesses.
有另一个周末也有人来按电铃。
Or another weekend, someone else come ring the doorbell.
原来他是专门摸你们家门的摩门教。
And they're the Mormons that touch your doorframe.
他就跟你讲一些模棱两可的信仰。
They'll tell you about the ambiguous religions.
让你困惑。
and to make you confused.
让你对真理的认识有偏差。
To make you question and question the knowledge of truth.
人家为什么来找你呢？
Why do they come looking for you?
因为你手上有他们要的一个资源。
Because you have one resource that they need.
就是你的灵魂。
And that is your soul.
小孩子分不清楚真理。
Children, they don't understand the truth.
他分辨并不清楚是非。
They don't understand the right from wrong.
也分辨不清楚轻重缓急。
They don't understand the weights of things.
因此就容易被误导。
So therefore, they will be misguided really easily.
所以保罗在这边说，一定要长大。
So Paul mentioned you must grow.
因为外面有人会过来欺骗你。
Because there are people that come and lure you away.
保罗继续说，人若不长大。
So Paul continued to say, if you don't grow up,
就一定会被世界的潮流影响。
You will be affected by the ways of the world.
你今天只要如果有交税的。
If you pay taxes,
你有投票权的话，
or you have voting rights,
不同的政党就会用偏颇的资讯来教育你。
Various political parties will give you biased information.
然后去喂你，
and they will feed you.
要去误导你，
mislead you.
因为你有投票权，你可以把投票投给他，把权力交给他。
Because you have the voting right, you can give them give them more power.
媒体跟手机呢，也不断刺激你的欲望。
And media and cell phones continually stimulate your desires.
要我们跟着所谓的时尚而走。
And they want us to follow the fashion trend.
因为你有钱。
Because you have money.
值得被诱惑，让你的钱进入他们的荷包。
You are able to be lured by them and give your money to them.
结果周而复始，世界的价值观就不停地在轰炸我们。
So the value of the world continuously explode in our life.
导致我们的信仰开始松动。
So then our faith start to waver.
就失去我们的价值的根基了。
We lose the root. We lose the root of the values.
我们自己的内在世界就被世界牵引的走。
And the inner life of us has been misled and guided by the world.
另外，人若不长大的话。
So another thing is, if you don't grow up,
他就没有功能了。
You won't have a function.
他失去他生命在世界上的价值。
He loses the value that you have in this world.
因为一个长不大的孩子。
Because a child that does not grow up,
你无法交托给他任何的事情。
You are not able to entrust them with anything.
一个小孩子。
A child.
他要权力。
They want power.
但是却不要责任。
However, they do not want responsibility.
一个小孩子他如果没有立刻得到他所希望的。
If a child does not get what they want immediately,
他就哭闹。
They will start throw a fit.
导致于渐渐的，他在一个他所处的群体当中。
So slowly, in the group of people that they are,
没有人可以对他有所要求。
Nobody can ask them for something.
他就慢慢失去他的功能了。
Then they'll slowly lose their function.
因为他也没办法负担任何的压力。
Because they cannot hold on to any stress.
小孩子只懂得索取。
Children, all they know is to seek, to ask for things.
却不懂得给予。
However, they don't understand to give.
同样的。
Similarly,
在一个教会里面。
In a church environment.
如果整个教会不能承受普世传福音的压力的话。
However, if a church cannot hold on to the stress of preaching the word to the world,
整个教会就失去功能了。
Then the church loses its function.
整个教会失去它存在的意义了。
It loses its meaning and value of being a church.
所以我们要长大。
So therefore, we have to grow.
不单如此，保罗说，这个是创造我们的神给我们的一个旨意。
Paul also mentioned that this is actually the will of God.
试想你如果是一个手机设计师的话。
So if you're the designer for a cell phone.
你主要的目的就是希望你设计出来的东西可以打电话跟人家联络。
When you made the cell phone, you want the phone to be able to call people.
这个就是设计它的目的。
And that's the purpose of creating a cell phone.
那今天神召聚我们所有的基督徒在一起。
So today, God called all of us Christians together.
他有一个旨意。
He has one. He has a will.
就是我们都要长大。
That is all of us to grow.
我们要一起长大。
We have to grow together.
他的旨意不是要有任何人他个别的长大。
His will is not for individual person, individual people to grow up.
而是我们一群人，我们非常紧密的，然后一起来成长。
What he wants us is we grow together in unity, right by each other.
这个宗旨由不得我们。
This will is not whether we want or not.
这也不是任何教会的带领人可以定的一个目标。
And it's not a guideline, a specific church created.
这个乃是神的心意。
That is actually God's will.
那就是那么简单。
It's simply put, it's God's will.
所以保罗说，我们不要再做小孩子。
So Paul says we no longer be infants, kids.
我们要长大。
We have to grow.
但是保罗说了一句话，他说我们不要再做小孩子，就代表说。
So Paul says in here, we will no longer be infants. What he meant is,
我们刚信主的时候，我们是什么？
When we first believe, what are we considered?
保罗说我们不要再做小孩子。
Paul says we will no longer be infants.
就代表说我们刚信主，我们是什么？
So that means when we
是小孩子。
So when we first believed, we were considered infants.
就代表说，我们刚信主的时候，不论我肉身的年纪如何。
So when we first believed, doesn't matter what age you physically are.
不论我们在社会上我们有多老练。
Or how tactful you are in society.
不论我们内心有多深奥的人生哲学。
Or how much life philosophies you have at the time of believing.
但是在属灵的领界当中，我们的生命是幼稚的，是小孩子。
So at the time of believing, our spiritual life were considered infants.
而所有的小孩子实际上他当生命当中实际上是有目的的。
So actually all the infants, they have a one purpose.
一个对的目的就是要成长。
The right purpose is to grow up.
那我们需要在哪一方面我们可以在属灵的内涵当中成长呢？
So how can we grow spiritually?
我们才不会依然还是小孩子呢？
So that we will no longer be infants.
保罗在这边提了几个重点。
So Paul mentioned a couple points here.
如果大家注意看第十三节，
If we focus on verse 13,
他之前用了一个字，只等到。
He says until.
就是说我们现在活在这个世界上呢，我们有一个时间实现的。
So that means, as we are living on this earth, we have a time frame.
我小时候对暑假的来到呢，真是又恨又爱。
So actually, when I was young, summer vacation, I love it, but I hate it.
我为什么爱呢？
Why do I love it?
大家认识我小时候，比较认识我以前的话，就是我喜欢一直玩，一直玩，一直玩嘛。
Because I can play during summer vacation.
但为什么恨呢？
So then, why do I hate it?
你们也知道了，因为有做过度过暑假的人也知道，为什么恨呢？
Why do I hate it?
暑假作业啊。
Because of homework, summer homework.
要交作业了。我总是觉得我只要拖到最后几天我一定做得完。
So to me, I feel like as long as I procrastinate, I just do it in a couple days before school starts.
但是每次我后来都发现一件事实，就是做不完。
So then I realized, many years later, I realized it doesn't work.
为什么我一直这样子？
But why do I continuously be a procrastinator?
好多年都是这样，因为我是小孩子。
Even many years later, I'm still like this. Why? Because
一个小孩子是没有时间和次序观念。
As a child, you have no sense of time or priority.
以弗所书一刚开始的时候，保罗跟信徒们说，实际上信徒在世界上的日子是暂时的。
Actually, when a book of Ephesians started, it says, believers are here for a little while.
我们在这边在有限的时间之内，我们要预备好自己将来要接受一个永恒的产业。
In the short limited time that we have on earth, we have to prepare ourselves for eternal heritage.
因此相形之下，我们跟永恒一比，我们知道我们在地上的日子实际上不多的。
Actually, in comparison to eternity in the future, our time in the world is actually very limited and short.
我们实在没有办法再我行我素的继续犯罪了。
We shouldn't continuously sin on our own ways.
而是要把握光阴啊。
We have to seize the moment.
让我们成为神手中的工作。
So that we can be part of God's work.
我也想请问大家。
So I want to ask you guys this too.
你有亲爱的亲人吗？
Do you have loved ones?
你有算过你还能在地上活几年吗？
Have you calculated how much longer you are here on earth?
你到底还可以跟你亲爱的亲人见几次面？
How many more times can you see your family members, loved ones?
打几次电话？
Or phone calls?
对你自己亲爱的儿女或兄弟姐妹。
Or your children, your brothers and sisters.
你还能在地上拥抱他几次？
How many more hugs can you give them?
我算了一下，不多啊。
I calculated a little. It's actually not too many.
我们在这个教会，我们还能服侍几次呢？
How many more times can we serve in this church?
我们还能够办几次元宵火锅呢？
How many more hot pots can we have together?
啊，最多是，我希望我最多在三十次吧，对我。
So to me personally, maybe 30 more times.
然后我一年我到底能够带多少人信主呢
？And how many people can I lead to know Christ in a year？
我们知道这个时限的时候，我们就开始会想。
So when we know the limited time, we will start to ponder.
主爱之家教会到底还有多少时间更进一步的能够成长像耶稣呢
？How much more time does House of Christ Love has to grow deeper？
神要教会在耶稣还没有回来的时候努力再努力。
So The Bible wants us to grow and continuously before Christ's return.
然后那努力是有一个方向的。
And that has a direction.
要我们在心智和体魄方面都渐渐长大。
That is to grow in our mind and in our body.
对小孩来说，一天就像一年呢。
To an infant, or a child, a day is like a year.
他没有时间观念。
They don't have a concept of time.
一方面他没有耐心。
On one hand, they don't have patience.
一方面他又没有急迫感。
On the other hand, they don't have the sense of urgency.
但是一个成熟的人呢
？However, as a grown adult,
他的看的事情就看得远。
They will see things a lot further ahead.
然后他有计划，有方向。
They have a direction. They have plans.
一个成熟的人，他有一个正确的属灵时间观。
A matured adult have a right sense of spiritual life.
第二，在这边保罗希望大家了解。一个成人能够了解什么是教会，是基督的身体。
And secondly, Paul wants us to understand that church is the body of Christ.
不单单教会是基督的身体。
Not only is the church the body of Christ.
也是神得荣耀的地方。
It is also where God receives glory.
那什么是基督的身体呢
？So then, what is considered body of Christ?
基督的身体就代表当人看到教会的时候
That is when people see church
他就看到基督了
They will be able to see Christ
是的耶稣今天坐在天上
Yes, Jesus is in heaven right now
但是同时他的身体在地上
However, his body is amongst us
所以在教会外面的人看到教会他觉得耶稣看得到也摸得到
So that way, when people see the church, they will be able to see Jesus and be able to feel him.
耶稣当年怎么样道成肉身
How did Jesus become flesh?
然后告诉人神爱世人
And tell people that God loves them.
然后当年他是怎么样去触摸那些受伤的人
And back then, how he touched and healed those who were hurt.
去医治那些心灵伤痛的人
And heal those who were hurt in their heart.
教会成为他的身体，今天也做一模一样的事情。
Church become the body of Christ. We have to do the same.
当年基督耶稣怎么样接纳撒玛利亚人
？So when back then, how Jesus accepted the Samaritans?
希腊人和其他外邦人
，Greeks or other Gentiles，
去彰显神国的真理
，to express the truth of kingdom heaven。
那今天教会要怎么样？
So similarly, what does the church now have to do?
做同样的事情。
We do the same thing.
所以我们要知道教会的本质为何。
So we have to know what the core value of church is.
先要必须要了解耶稣基督是谁。
So first, you have to understand who Jesus Christ is.
因为我们教会是耶稣的大使。
Because we're messengers for Jesus.
我们代表了耶稣。
We represent him.
我们要知道信徒在教会里面应该有怎么样的地位和职位。
So we have to understand what believers of their values are in within a church.
也必须了解神他是怎么样看教会的。
And we have to understand how God views the church.
对教会有什么旨意
？And what His will is for the church.
所以当我们了解信徒在教会当中的地位和身份的时候
，So when you understand your status, your identity within the church.
我们对我们个人也了解我们活在世上的。地位和身份。
So then we will understand our status and our identity within the world.
我记得我从小学毕业以后。
So I remember after I graduated from elementary school.
我发现我不论到哪里去，我都觉得我好像是少数。
It doesn't matter where I go, I feel like I'm a minority.
我开始自怜，我好可怜啊。
I started to pity myself.
我好像没有找到一个地方可以与人分享或谈论我们彼此共有的回忆。
I feel like I cannot find any group of people that I can share my memories or anything with.
然后我的青少年到美国的时候
And when I came to America and in the youth group.
然后我进入了教会
I came to church.
结果那个教会是以香港人为主的教会。
That church is mainly Hong Kongese people. Hong Kong
结果突然有一种感觉。
And I have this feeling.
我不是美国人。
I'm not American.
我不是大陆人。
I'm not mainland Chinese.
我不是台湾人。
I'm not Taiwanese.
我也不是香港人。
Neither am I Hong Kongese.
我什么都不是，我差点不是人。
I'm nobody.
我找不到任何人可以跟我分享过去的趣事。
I realize I can't not share anything with anybody.
或者我的烦恼别人也不能了解。
Or my troubles nobody understands.
于是我到大学的时候，我就开始想，我要寻找我属于我自己的团体。
So when I went to college, I eagerly seek people who are similar to me.
我希望能够找到所谓的基督徒的团契呢，是跟我背景一样的。
I want to find a fellowship that has similar background as me.
于是我就找啊找啊找。
So I seek and seek and seek.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
终于没找到。
Finally, I didn't find one.
原来我发现，原来我当时想法是非常幼稚。
I realized my thought was very immature at the time.
我是以自为出发点。
I focused on myself, me.
我在寻找我的团体。
I was looking for my group.
属于我背景的基督教团体。
Looking for a fellowship that based on my background, similar to my background.
如果这个团体真的被我找到的话
If I actually found that kind of background group.
我可以说那个团体一定不是基督教会。
Then I would say that group is not a church, not a Christian environment.
因为那个团体展现不出神爱世人的荣耀。
Because that group would not be able to bring out the glory of God's love.
主真的找到那个团体，那个团体就不应该叫教会。
If I actually found that group should not be considered church.
而是叫叉叉叉同乡会。
It will be considered XXX association.
叉叉叉联谊会。
Or community.
或者叉叉叉党。
Or XXX
party. 叉叉叉党俱乐部。
Or a club.
一个基督徒不懂教会的意义和自己在教会当中的位置的时候
If you don't understand the value of a church and your identity within it.
但是继续在教会当中有希望有影响力的时候
And however wants to make a difference within that group.
就会不知不觉呢希望以基督教会的名义呢做俱乐部同乡会和政治党派的实质。
You will use the name of Christians, group of Christians, consider Christians to form clubs or associations or parties.
但是大家也觉得很奇怪，那你为什么要用教会的名义呢
？Then why you ask why we use the name of Christians for these clubs?
因为听起来比较高尚。
Because it seems a lot more noble.
但是外人如果聪明的话，他看到这样的教会。
However, people who are smart, they can see that in this kind of church group.
实际上他看他也知道你这个聚会的聚集呢也不过是你自己个人本性的所好。
Actually, when people see, they can see that it's because your own interest.
那个不是基督。
That's not considered Christ.
外面人聪明的话看的都觉得可笑。
Actually, when people who are smart, they look at you, they find it funny.
那这样的团体耶稣基督有没有得到荣耀呢
？In that kind of gathering groups, does God get glory?
有没有啊
？Yes or no?
没有。
No.
我们要认识教会是神的家。
We have to understand that Christ is God's house.
以弗所书二章十九节说：“这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。”
Ephesians 2:19 it says, Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household.
在以弗所书三章二十一节也说
And on 3:21 it says also,
神的荣耀要借着教会彰显出来
To him be glory in the church.
当我有这样的认知的时候
When we have this kind of mindset understanding,
我一切自怜的观念都改了
All my self-pity has been changed.
教会不是为了符合周易居这个人的背景 的喜好存在的。
Church didn't exist, to match, George's background.
它乃是展现神荣耀的地方。
It is a place to, show God's glory.
当教会里面有多元性和多样性的时候
，When church has diversity,
大家就看见神丰富的恩典。
You can see God's abundant grace.
我在过去觉得我谁都不属于，我好可怜。
Actually, in the past, I look at myself, I self-pity and say that I am nobody.
但是我发现我是与大家是同一个家人的时候。
However, when my mindset has changed, I realize I'm family members with everyone.
我觉得我是谁我都属于。
I realize I'm everybody, I'm part of everybody.
我发现我有一个黑龙江妹妹。
I have a 黑龙江 sister.
我发现我有个基隆哥哥。
I have an older brother from Keelong.
我有个福建姐姐。
Or a sister from 福建。
我有美国弟弟。
Or American's brother.
我有云南妹妹。
Or a sister from 云南。
我有高雄姐姐。
Or a sister from 高雄。
我还有香港哥哥。
And also older brother from Hong Kong.
哇，这个家好棒啊。
Oh, this house is great.
哪里都是我的家人。
Anywhere, they're my family members.
小孩子在教会寻求的是自我社交的需要。
So a children and infant seek their own social needs within the church.
他希望自我的团体能够壮大。
They want their own little group to grow.
但是一个成熟大人他在教会里看到的想到的是国度的美丽。
However, a grown mature adult sees the beauty of the kingdom.
以及能够荣耀神的一个责任。
And also the responsibility of glorifying God.
保罗继续说我们必须要了解神的心意乃是要整个教会一起成长。
Paul also continues saying, God's will is for the whole church to grow.
身体是神创造的非常奇妙的一个杰作。
So a body is a very amazing creation of God.
有的时候我非常好奇在想啊。
I sometimes ponder upon this.
我以前非常喜欢看棒球。
I used to love watch baseball.
我就想那个投手这样子一天到晚花好几个小时 用他习惯的手右手这样一直投球一直投球
So a baseball pitcher they have to continuously use the same motion to pitch whether left or right arm
每天好几个小时然后经年累月啊，一年365天都这样的投
many hours a day and 365 days a year continuously pitching
我说真的这样的投的话这只手应该比这只手至少长一倍吧
So if they continuously doing the same thing in my mind I've thoughtTheir one arm has to be much longer than the other.
没有长一倍也至少长50%吧。
If not two times longer, then probably half longer.
没有50%也长10%吧。
If not 50% longer, maybe even 10% longer than the other arm.
但是没有
But no.
原来他们是属于同一个身体。
But because they're a part of the same body.
他们有同样的神经系统。
They have the same nervous system.
他们有同样的 DNA.
They have the same DNA.
他们连接于同样的小脑。
And they're connected to the same brain.
于是他们就按着比例一起成长。
So therefore, they're grown together in the same proportion.
圣经告诉我们一个非常奇妙的事实。
So the Bible tells us one interesting fact.
就是说在教会当中的弟兄姊妹实际上就像身体当中的肢体是互相连接的。
So brothers and sisters within the church are similar to the body parts. They're intertwined.
然后我们彼此都有同样的 DNA, 就是耶稣基督。
And we have the same DNA, and that's Jesus Christ.
只要我们的肢体都服在他真理的指令当中。
As long as we are under his truth and instruction,
就会正常的成长。
We will grow normally.
如果所有的肢体都没有服在同一个指令下。
If the body does not grow under the same instruction,
就会乱长。
They will grow on its own.
大家想想看，一个小孩如果只长头
，So if you think about if a kid only grows their head，
那不长身体
，and their body doesn't grow，
结果那个小孩就没办法走路
，They won't be able to walk。
我之所以举这个例子
，I make this example，
因为我们家老二就是这样
，Because my second kid is just like that。
我记得他小时候，他头就一直长
，I remember he kept on growing his head as he was growing up。
但是身体没怎么长
，But his body didn't really grow much。
结果到一个地步，我们在家里面买不到任何小孩的衣服能够有套头的，因为他头太大。
We couldn't find any baby clothes that are pull-ons because his head was too big。
结果他也因为头太大，他学走路走得非常慢，
so、then,
很慢。
And because of that, he wasn't able to learn to walk very quickly。
终于到18个月过以后，他开始慢慢可以，因为他身体 稍微长大一点，可以支撑他头部的重量。
After 18 months or so, his body started to grow a little bit, so he's able to carry his own head weight.
所有的肢体必须对身体成长的信号有同一的认同，整个身体才会一起成长。
So the whole body has to get the signal from the brain to grow normally.
身体才会长得按照比例。
And the body will grow proportionally.
然后它才容美。
And that would become beautiful.
如果有一些基督徒认为他只要他自己属灵成长就好了。
So if some Christians, if they think, oh, I can just grow on my own spiritual walk.
他只要照顾他自己属灵，他经常自己阅读一些东西，他自己喜欢的东西。
Or they just read the Bible or research on their own the things that they like.
或者某一些人他喜欢做某一方面的服事。
Or they only like a specific type of service.
他也闷头去做。
And they just focus on that specific
portion. 那有一些人他喜欢经历，他喜欢灵恩的东西。
Or some people like charismatic stuff.
他就一直去寻找经历。
And they just continuously seek experiences.
那有些人喜欢传福音。
Or some would like to preach or share the gospel.
他就单枪匹马去传福音。
And they just share the gospel on their own.
这些都非常的好。
These are all good things.
但是这样子的情况当中，他没有注意到教会其他肢体的成长。
However, when they're doing that on their own, they're not caring for the other body parts of the church.
最后个别的成长在教会里面成为不成比例。
So that to a point that it becomes disproportional.
结果整个身体呢没办法协调。
And the body is no longer functioning correctly.
我听说长得非常高的人呢。
I heard that if someone who's really, really tall.
他实际上他身体的协调度不是很好呢。
Actually, their balance isn't great.
因为在这种情况当中，他必须要学习要去配合，有一些地方长太快了。
Because they have to learn to balance themselves out and figure out how to do certain things.
只关心自己的成长，这是小孩子的心态。
Only seeking their own growth is what a child's desire is.
神所寻求的不是一个超级基督徒。
God is not seeking for a powerful Christian.
而另一方面，个人的成长和教会的成长，实际上它是彼此牵制和影响。
Personal growth and church growth actually intertwine and affects each other.
如果教会肢体它不按着比例成长
，If the church does not grow proportionally,
它如果没办法接受小脑的信号
，If it cannot get the signal from the brain,
那它就是病了。
Then the body is sick.
那有一些肢体呢，它没办法连接呢，因为它的软弱。
And some body parts cannot connect because they're weak.
因此，其他的肢体呢，就要去将就它，关心它，辅助它。
So therefore, the other body parts, must go care for them and help them.
为什么呢
？Why?
要它成长。
Because you want that specific body part to grow.
要整个教会成长。
You want the whole church to grow.
前几年有我看了新闻有一个婴孩啊，八个月大。
So a while ago, I saw news. A baby who is 8 months old.
他超过40磅。
He's over 40 pounds.
哇，真是巨婴啊
！It's a giant baby.
结果当媒体发现这件事的时候，都去拍照。
So when the media found out, they went to take pictures.
结果医学界也震惊了，怎么会有那么大的 baby 啊
？And then they made a huge astonishment in the medical field.
结果他们这些医生就去做一些调查。
So the medical doctors went to ask questions, probe at the questions.
结果发现呢，他的妈妈只要听到小孩一哭呢，马上喂奶。
Actually, it turns out the mom, every time she hears the baby cry, goes to feed the baby.
所以只要小孩一哭，他就喂，一哭就喂，一哭就喂。
Every time the baby cries, she feeds.
结果到最后呢，他怕他哭呢，干脆就一直喂。
So to a point, she's afraid the baby's gonna cry, so she just continuously feed the baby.
所以这个小孩就变成一个怪兽了。
So the baby becomes like a monster.
所以我们在看这个故事的时候，我们就不仅要问这里到底谁是小孩。
So when we look at the story, we question whether who is the baby here.
这个妈妈看起来好像是一个大人。
The mom seems like an adult.
但是她的心智是一个小孩子。
However, her mindset is just like a kid.
我们今天也有很多的巨婴。
We actually have a lot of giant babies.
他们长不大。
They cannot grow.
他们在社会当中没办法自理。
They cannot deal with their personal lives within the society.
请问问题是孩子还是父母
？So is the problem the kid or the parent?
在教会当中
，So in a church,
弟兄姊妹对肢体的关心
brother sister's care towards the body.
他其中的动机必须要是爱。
The motive must be love.
为了一件事情。
That is for one purpose.
为了对方能够成长成熟。
That is to seek the other person's growth.
在某时某地有一个教会。
So in a church in somewhere.
有一对夫妻，他经常吵架。
There's a husband and wife that always argue.
他动不动就说要离婚。
They always talk about divorce.
所以在那个教会的传道人呢
？So there's a preacher, in that church.
为了能够确保他们婚姻能够维持呢
？They want their marriage to continue.
所以每次一发生家庭的事故的时候。那个传道人就急忙跑到他们家去救火。
So every time there's an argument, the preacher will go to the house to put out the fire.
结果这夫妻两人呢，习惯一吵架就打电话给传道人。
So to a point that every time the husband and wife argue, they'll call the preacher.
而前面是呢，八点打电话，晚上八点打电话。
So previously it'll be calling at 8 p.m.
但是有的时候吵架呢，也没有按时钟呢，突然十点也吵架了。
So sometimes they argue at 10 p.m.
所以十点传道人也跑到他家去。
10 o'clock, the preacher still go to the
house. 到最后呢，清晨两点也打。
So after a while, they start calling at 2 a.m.
四点也打。
4 a.m.
五点也打。
5 a.m.
结果一年到头下来，搞得传道人精疲力尽。
So after a whole entire year, the preacher become exhausted.
最后有人摊牌了。
So actually somebody put the card down.
谁摊牌了
？Who did?
就是传道人的太太。
It's the preacher's wife, actually.
他说：“你再去的话，我们家要有问题了。
”If you go again, our family will have problems.
所以，结果下一次这对夫妻又吵架。
So the next time the couple had an argument.
就打电话给这传道人。
They called the preacher again.
传道人还是去了。
The preacher still went.
不同是这次传道人去的时候带了两个电话。
So this preacher, the only difference is when the preacher went this time, he brought two phone numbers.
他到那边的时候跟那夫妻讲。
And when he got to the husband and wife, he says,
你们要离婚的话。
If you want to have a divorce.
这边有两个律师的电话。
Here's a lawyer for the number for two lawyers.
你们去解决。
You guys can deal with it.
我要回家睡觉。
I'm going to go home and take a nap.
哎呀，结果发现这两夫妻发现，哎呀，这个传道人玩真的了。
So they realize, oh my goodness, preacher's being serious this time.
哦，他也不敢随便再打电话给传道人了。
So then they won't call the preacher as much.
这个夫妻开始认真的去面对他们自己的问题。
So then the husband and wife start to face the problems they have with each other.
这个传道人学到一件事情。
The preacher learned a lesson from this experience.
就是他过去去安抚、去安慰、去倾听的一个目的呢，就是要去安抚、安慰、倾听。
So the preacher understood that when he cared and listened to the couple, that was his only purpose, was to care and to listen to the arguments.
他的爱心没有目的性，没有方向性。
His love didn't have a direction in the process.
他没有有计划的希望对方能够成熟长大。
He didn't have a plan to have the husband and wife grow.
结果大家都没有长进。
So then after a while, nobody grew.
按着步骤，以爱心让弟兄姊妹能够去面对真理。
So through different steps in facing the truth for each other, in love.
然后在生命当中做一个调整。
So that we can adjust in our life.
大家都长进。
So that way everybody can grow.
然后保罗继续说，我们要必须要成熟，知道我们信徒的关系乃是弟兄姊妹。
So Paul also mentions a fourth point that, relationship between brother and sisters, we're considered brother and sisters.
神乃是要借着我们的关系，让我们能够成长。
God through our relationship want us to grow.
我记得我小时候，我们家我哥哥，我跟我哥哥姐姐经常吵架。
I remember my brother and sister and I always argue when we were younger.
因为我跟他们年纪差很多。
Because I'm much younger than them.
所以爸爸妈妈比较宠我。
So parents always loves me more.
哇，我哥哥姐姐就很气。
So my brothers, my older brothers and sisters, they're always very upset.
然后他们就趁爸爸妈妈不在家的时候。
So when my parents are not home.
每次打我一顿。
So they'll hit me.
哎，不过我也不怕。
Of course, I'm not afraid.
我就等爸爸妈妈回来。
I wait for my parents to come home.
我就告状。
And then I will tell my parents.
哇，搞得我哥哥气得牙痒痒。
And my brother's even more furious because of that.
哎，我们就这样长大的。
And then we grew up like that.
一年半以前，我爸爸过世了。
About a year and a half ago, my father passed away.
他留下来大概 那个值钱的一样东西就是房子了。
The most valuable thing that he left behind is probably a house.
那如果大家有去过我爸妈的房子，那是一个非常小的一个房子。
Those who have been there knows that it's a really small place.
但是问题是，那个地方是叫做一个地方叫 Flushing.
But that place is considered Flushing.
哇，是黄金地段。
A golden spot.
那也算是值钱了。
It's actually pretty valuable for that small piece of land.
我爸爸妈妈，我爸爸一过世，妈妈跟律师就问我们说，我们现在怎么处理遗产？
So after my father passed away, my mom and the lawyer asked, "What should we deal with the heritage?"
我哥哥就想说，我的孩子多。
My older brother thinks that, "Oh, I have more
kids." 姐姐孤独一人。
Sisters by herself.
他希望他能够拿的最少。
He thinks that he should get the least.
然后我姐姐她是单身。
And my sister is single.
她又觉得她的哥哥跟弟弟两个人都有孩子。
She thinks that the older brother and the younger brother have kids.
我们最需要。
We need them most.
我又想
So then to me,
实际上这三个人当中我的经济情况最好。
Actually, out of us three, I have the best financial status.
我真的也不需要。
I actually don't need it either.
所以在那种情况好像西部客的对决，大家都不讲话。
So then, we're just focusing and nobody says anything.
但是唯一想的是，我希望对方能够拿得更多。
Actually, all we're thinking is we want the other person to receive more.
到最后我们做出一个结论。
So in the end, we make it a conclusion.
就是我们现在不去处理它。
As we're not going to deal with it.
那从小吵架一直吵到大的我们，为什么会这样呢？
How come when we were younger, we argue so much, now we're thinking of each other?
因为我们长大了。
Because we have grown.
我们小孩子争取的是自己的权益。
When we're infants, we think of our own needs and desires.
当我们成熟以后，我们关注的是弟兄姊妹的需要。
When we're matured, we look for brothers and sisters' needs.
然后怎么样在其中能够讨爸爸的欢心。
And also how to please the father in the midst of
this. 让家里有爱。
So that the house can be full of love.
天父是希望我们借着弟兄姊妹的关系。
So Heavenly Father wants us through brothers and sisters' love, care.
体验神的爱。
To experience God's love.
在十几年前有一对夫妻。
Many years ago, there's a couple.
他们生了一个孩子。
They had a child.
但是很不幸的，这个孩子得了血癌。
However, this child had leukemia.
所以他必须要移植骨髓来维持他的生命。
So he must go through bone marrow transplant in order to have life.
但是一直配不到适当的骨髓。
But there was no match.
于是这个孩子就必须不停的要有换血，要依靠别人的捐血来活。
So the child lived off on other people's blood transfusions.
夫妻到最后也非常紧张，不知道怎么办。
So the couple was very nervous and didn't know what to do.
到最后他们做一个决定。
So they made a decision.
就是他们再生一个孩子。
That is to have another kid.
希望再生的这个孩子骨髓可以跟他的哥哥能够搭配。
Hoping that the bone marrow would match the older brothers.
他们生了这个孩子之后。
After they have the second child.
果然他们的骨髓能够配对。
Their bone marrow, actually matched.
这个弟弟救了他的哥哥。
So the younger brother saved the older brother's life.
我相信这个兄弟长大以后对彼此两个人的关系，所谓兄弟一词，有一个更深的体验。
I believe that when they grow up, they'll have a special meaning for the word brother between the two of them.
Brotherhood. 因为他们是血肉相连的。
Because they're connected in blood and bone marrow.
今天神把我们这一群人放在一个教会里面。
So God put us all together in the church.
我们是血肉相连。
We are connected by blood.
而且在我们的关系当中啊。
In our relationship.
不单单是我们两个人的关系。
Not only the two people's relationship.
这个关系的本身啊。
This relationship, the foundation of it.
是见证荣耀的一个媒介。
It's able to share God's glory.
所以有双重的意义啊。
So there is double meanings to that relationship.
因此我要不要保守这个关系呢？
So shouldn't I keep that relationship and care for it?
因为这个关系不单单涉及到我啊。
Because this relationship doesn't just affect me.
还涉及到耶稣基督以及天父啊。
It also correlates with God and Jesus.
神要我们在这个关系当中一起成长。
God wants us to grow in this relationship.
因此，我们在这个关系当中，我们就表明耶稣基督。
So that through the relationship, we can have people see Jesus.
当你跟我没有关系的时候
，When you and I have no relationship，
有一件事情就发生。
One thing happens.
你不长
，You won't grow.
我也不长
，I won't grow either.
我们也没办法见证从神的荣耀。
And we will not be able to show God's glory.
每一个人都是小孩子。
Everyone will be infants on their own.
但是当你我了解我们的关系是一个血肉相连兄弟姊妹的关系的时候
，When you truly understand our relationship as brothers, a brotherhood and sisterhood,
我们就开始成长。
We will grow together.
愿意主爱之家是一个了解，当我们服侍、付出爱心的时候，我们为的是神的旨意和他的荣耀。
So when we serve and we care for each other, we should understand God's love and God's will for us.
我们欢迎所有弟兄姊妹一起参与或者代祷不同的侍奉。
We want every brother and sisters to pray and to serve in various aspects.
因为我们一旦没有关系
，Because if we have no relationship,
结果不是没有关系。
The result is not whatever's.
就是你不长，我不长，大家都不长。
You don't grow, I don't grow, nobody grows.
那神的荣耀在这边也看不见。
Then you won't be able to see God's glory in this place.
我也不知道在座跟我还能活多久。
I don't know how much longer we will be here.
但是我们珍惜每一次可以同工的时间。
We cherish every time that we can co-labor together.
因为在这个同工的关系当中。
Because through a co-laboring relationship,
we have,
we will see God's will. We will be connected together. May God bless everyone.